In the headlines, Barbados records its 25th homicide for the year with a fatal shooting at Clapham. The Ministry of Education gives the all clear for the reopening tomorrow of the Wesley Hall Junior School following an inspection tour. And government rolls out its summer camps program, appealing for more private sector support for the project. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Barbados has recorded yet another fatal shooting, the 25th homicide for the year so far, compared to 20 murders for all of last year, 2023. A man was shot at Clapham Christ Church approximately 1:30 p.m. today and was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private transportation but died on arrival. Police Inspector Wendley Carter briefed journalists at the scene.
About 13:30 hours, we received a report of a shooting incident at First Avenue, Forest Road, Clapham, Christchurch. On arrival, we received information that a male victim in his late 20s was taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in a private vehicle, suffering gunshot injuries. He was pronounced dead on arrival. We are continuing investigation this matter. And we ask the public any information to call the police hotline. We appreciate every effort to assist us in this incident.
Police Inspector Wendley Carter. Residents reported hearing multiple gunshots and told Starcom Network the shooting occurred at a shed where people limed.
I heard the first bit, like, what? It a song, like, where the shed is? When I got to hear more bullets, like, and you see where it happened. And I shut my window. I see the people down there. He just still playing for. And then the sender called the ambulance, but he was injured too badly. Called the ambulance and a car. They got in and carried away down the road, and that many police come after.
A resident of Clapham Christ Church. The Ministry of Education has announced that Wesley Hall Junior School will reopen for students tomorrow after work was done there to address issues that led to a teacher's sick out last month. Ministry officials, union representatives, the principal and members of the Health and Safety Committee conducted a walkthrough of the school today. Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Glyn Price is satisfied with the work done by the contractors.
The week before Beryl, we had conducted a walkthrough at the school to see for ourselves some of the concerns that were raised. Right? After that, we had developed a scope of works. And over the last 2 weeks or so, we have hired a contracting firm to start doing some of those work. To my mind, I think we are kind of satisfied with work that was done today. We promised that we will continue looking after the school in terms of some of the issues that were raised that have not been completed as yet. School will reopen tomorrow as usual for all the children of Wesley Hall and Thurston. Wednesday is closed for graduation.
Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Glyn Price. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, is also pleased with the work done so far to address issues raised by their members last month.
Based on what we saw this morning, the union is satisfied that the ministry is making an effort to rectify the issues that were brought to their attention by the staff. And you know, we have a 10-week period for which they can do some more work, and we are hopeful that that work will continue, having started over the last week or so. Work was done, and the Health and Safety Committee at this point in time is satisfied, and the union is satisfied with what was done.
Meantime, Principal of the Wesley Hall Junior School, Herbert Gittins, who is also General Secretary of the BUT, gave details of the work done.
In the two-story building, the walls had some moisture, so they have started work in terms of cleaning that area. They have done some ceiling, but that work has to continue. Over on this side, they've changed the ceiling in the nutrition room. There's some work to be done on the flooring here. They did some work in the ceiling in the class 4 block. They have started work to refence the entire school. They have trimmed the trees, both here, the tamarind tree and the mahogany tree in the back. A garbage enclosure is recommended by the Ministry of Health and Wellness. That is to be done reasonably soon. The gate is to be moved to help deal with some security issues.
Principal of the Wesley Hall Junior School and General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins. Government today launched its National Summer Camps program, which will be held at almost 50 locations across the island. Minister of Youth and Sports Charles Griffith appealed for more private sector support for the summer camps program.
Originally, we were targeting about 50 or so camps. We've had to revise that number because of the unavailability of some of our schools. However, we're looking at 46 camps that will still impact the lives of between 3,000 to 3,500 youngsters between the ages of 4 to 15. We're very, very pleased that, again, government can offer a structured activity during the summer for our young persons. There are a number of persons as well from the private sector that would have partnered with us. The Prince Godwill Trust also came on board this year for the first time. And this is a call to the private sector. There's still an opportunity for the private sector to be involved in the camps program, because this is our future that we're talking about.
Minister of Youth and Sports Charles Griffith. Despite the impact of Hurricane Beryl, the St. Vincent Carnival is still on with Vinci Mass climaxing today and tomorrow. Our Tonisha Rock-Yore is in St. Vincent.
Chairman of the Carnival Development Corporation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ricardo Adams, has explained that the decision to continue the Vinci Carnival, which is currently underway, was due to economics. He told Starcom Network News that before the hurricane passed, several people were already on the island to participate in the carnival, and the decision was made to continue.
The position from the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Carnival Development Corporation has been basically, we have already invested significantly in the carnival product. We were actually into the carnival when Beryl hit. And there were a number of persons already on the island. And we thought that it would be an opportunity for us to go ahead with the festival and utilize the festival as far as possible as a conduit. First of all, for the people who survived and came through Beryl and were able to come through it with some frustration, to be able to come and still experience and expose the culture of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Mr. Adams said he's pleased with the turnout at the events despite the cancellations from some people due to the passage of Hurricane Beryl.
So we also had some cancellations from some of our visitors from outside of St. Vincent and the Grenadines because of the period of uncertainty as to what was going to happen. But from my understanding, particularly at the private event, they've been getting good turnout. And we had a juve this morning where the actual private promoters of the juve bands, a couple of them had pulled out, and so the Carnival Development Corporation put a truck on the road, the equivalent of what I think the Roberts manufacturing truck is at Popova, for all revelers to be able to come and still enjoy the juve. And we had a fairly good turnout. So while there are some events that have suffered in terms of the numbers, other events have had really decent turnout.
That was Chairman of the Carnival Development Corporation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ricardo Adams. I am Tonisha Rock-Yore, reporting from St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Barbados is proceeding with a deployment of personnel as part of a peacekeeping mission in Haiti, with the Bajan contingent expected to be dispatched later this year in the second batch of CARICOM security forces being sent. Barbados's ambassador to CARICOM, David Commichon, tells Starcom Network the first contingent of CARICOM security forces to join the Kenyan-led peacekeeping mission is expected to be deployed soon. He explained that Barbados will not be part of that first deployment because Barbados's security personnel were unable to take part in the pre-deployment training of the joint Haiti peacekeeping force due to their involvement in the security for the Cricket World Cup.
Yes, because the forces have to go through appropriate training. We missed that training did take place in Jamaica, and it did include Jamaican, Bahamian, and Belizean forces. So we missed that because we were preparing for Cricket World Cup. So, there's a general understanding that our contribution would have to kick in later in the year.
Ambassador Commichon notes that for security reasons, the precise deployment date for the CARICOM peacekeepers is unlikely to be publicized, but he expects their dispatch is imminent. Now, Haiti's Prime Minister, Gary Conille, has reiterated his call for gunmen to lay down their arms, even as one of the key gang leaders indicates he wants to have talks with the government. The leader of the coalition G9 gang, Jimmy Cherisier, says his group is prepared to have dialogue. However, the Prime Minister says armed gangs have a very limited time to lay down their arms. Top story, Barbados records its 25th homicide for the year with a fatal shooting at Clapham. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.